This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom. Idaho Fish and Game gets frequent questions from people wondering why the agency conducts winter helicopter roundups of deer and elk as part of its radio collaring efforts, while at the same time advising the public to steer clear of herds to reduce disturbance. It's a fair question, especially this winter when big game animals are stressed by high snow depths and cold temperatures. It basically comes down to this. Idaho Fish and Game must have the data supplied by the radio callers in order to set up hunting seasons that occur later in the year because the data helps determine how many animals died during the winter. If the winter mortality is high, which could occur this year, hunting seasons may be adjusted to reduce the impact on populations in the fall. Fish and Game recognizes that herding deer and elk with a helicopter seems to contradict its message to the public about the importance of leaving wildlife alone during winter. That's why biologists move quickly and timely. It typically takes about 20 to 30 minutes to herd, catch, and release an animal fitted with a collar. Before any capture is implemented, biologists assess all factors, including risk to wildlife and people. When wildlife is captured, we use a less stressful method and we modify captures to accommodate environmental conditions. Radio collaring causes some stress, but the stress only occurs once during the winter and is over quickly. It has less long-term impact on the animal compared to daily encounters with people and pets. Winter can be a wonderful time of year to view wildlife, but please remember, view them from a distance. You've just heard Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice. For more information, visit us online at sportsmanspotlight.com.